Welcome to Landlord Self-Help Center's module about the N1 notice for rent increase. The information offered in this presentation is intended as general information. It is not legal advice. If you need more information, please contact a legal service provider. There are important things to consider when serving the N1 form to your tenant. This notice can only be served to the tenant once every 12 months. You can only increase by the approved guideline, unless you obtain special permission from the landlord and tenant board to increase by a higher amount. Don't round up. Use the exact amount calculated or round down. Rounding up would mean an illegal rent increase. And make sure to serve this notice properly so you don't waste time. According to the Residential Tenancies Act, rent is an amount of money given to the landlord or landlord's agent in exchange for the right to occupy the rental unit. And a tenant is a person who pays rent for the right to occupy the unit. You cannot increase the rent because the tenant brought extra people into the unit. Under the Residential Tenancies Act, tenants are allowed to have other people live with them, and they do not have to get the landlord's permission. Refer to the other Landlord Self-Help Center modules for termination options under the Residential Tenancies Act. Rent can be increased by the annual guideline amount every 12 months, after providing the tenant with 90 days' notice in the form approved by the landlord and tenant board. The annual rent increase guideline is announced by the Ministry of Municipal Affairs and Housing by August 31st of the previous year, and the calculation is based on the Ontario Consumer Price Index. See Landlord Self-Help Center's website for more information and the history of guideline increases. If you don't provide your tenant with a rent increase every 12 months, you forfeit the increase. You are not allowed to backtrack and collect on missed rent increases. Permission is not needed from the landlord and tenant board when doing an increase by the guideline amount, but make sure to follow the rules and use the proper N1 notice. When calculating the increase amount, simply take the monthly rent and multiply it by the appropriate guideline percentage. The example with a $1,250 monthly rent shows the allowable increase for 2024, which is 2.5%. This equals to $31.25. When serving the N1 form, the new rent amounts can be listed as $1,281.25, or you may want to round down to $1,281. Do not round the amount up, as this is incorrect and would make it an illegal rent increase. For an increase to take effect, it must be served 90 days before the effective date. For example, if the increase is effective on January 1st, 2024, the N1 form should be served to the tenant by the end of September 2023. This is what the N1 form looks like. When listing the tenants, include the names of those who are identified on your tenancy agreement as tenants, or in the case of a verbal tenancy, include the names of all of those who have been paying the rent, as well as their address, even if it may seem repetitive. If your tenants use nicknames, include both their legal name and their nickname. If you have a joint tenancy, two or more tenants together on one agreement, make sure to include all of their names. The same applies for landlords. Include their full name and the address of all the landlords for the rental unit. It is very important for the address of the rental unit to include the full address and specify exactly where the tenants are living, such as the main floor, basement, or upper floor. This section shows the start date for the increased rent amount, along with the new monthly total the tenant is expected to pay. The explanation section of the notice is used to inform the tenant that the increase is based on the allowable amount for the year. It indicates the amount of the increase and the percentage that was used to calculate it. There are a few different ways to increase the rent, but the most common is the annual guideline increase. This other section of the N1 notice refers to the above guideline increase. And since the Landlord Self-Help Center does not advise on this area of law, we will not be explaining it in this module. Always make sure to read and understand the entire notice before serving it to your tenant. This is a legal document, so it should be carefully reviewed before you sign it. If there are multiple landlords, only one of them needs to sign the notice. The date next to the signature is the date the notice will be given or sent to the tenant. Review the notice to make sure there are no mistakes, that you understand what you are giving to the tenant, and keep a copy for yourself. If there are multiple tenants, make a copy for each. The notice should be signed by the landlord unless the landlord has hired a lawyer or paralegal to represent them, and they are serving the notice on the landlord's behalf. The date next to the signature should be the date the N1 notice is given or sent to the tenant. Make sure to deliver the notice to the tenant according to the landlord and tenant board rules. Improper service will result in you having to start the process all over again. The most common methods of service are delivering it in person to the tenant, sliding it underneath the door of the rental unit, putting it in the mailbox as long as you do not require a key to access the mailbox. Never post this notice on the unit door or send it by text message, as these are improper methods of service and will make the notice invalid. Landlords or tenants can consent in writing to service by email. While it is not mandatory to use the landlord and tenant board form, it is suggested that you document the agreement with your tenant using it in order to obtain all the necessary information. You can also check off the box on page 2 of the standard form of lease to document the agreement. It is important to note that the consent can be revoked at any time by the landlord or tenant, as long as it is done in writing. If the notice is not followed and the tenant continues to pay the old rent amount, the landlord may serve the N4 notice for non-payment of rent and go through that process. Refer to the N4 module for more information about filling out and serving the notice for non-payment of rent. If the tenant decides to move out of the rental unit instead of paying the new rent amount, they should provide the N9 form, tenant's notice to end the tenancy, with at least 60 days' notice before the end of the lease or rental period. If the landlord agrees to terminate the tenancy early, form N11 should be used. This is an agreement to end the tenancy. It can be signed between both parties. It is very important that you do your research to make sure this process is appropriate for your situation. If you serve your tenant with the incorrect notice, it can cause other problems for you down the road. Use resources found on the Landlord and Tenant Board and Landlord Self-Help Center's website to help guide you through the proper process. The Landlord and Tenant Board website has links to instructions for many of their notices and applications, so make sure to read through them and use them to fill out the notices. Thank you for watching this module about the N1 notice for rent increase. The information offered in this presentation is intended as general information. It is not legal advice. If you have a specific issue or situation, please contact a legal service provider.